T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Page. All right, welcome back. For those expecting Shocker baseball, they are in a, I guess they're not technically in a weather delay. They will be in about 20 minutes. But we talked to Mike Kennedy earlier in the show. And at that point, we were hopeful. But at this point, not as much. It's raining. Basically, if you're in South Central Kansas, our weather is their weather. It's doing the same thing there as it's doing here. And pretty much all night last night. Jad, did you hear the totals? We're looking at 1.5 inches. Am I way off on that or somewhere in there? Do you know?
I don't remember. Okay. I'm sure they said it earlier this morning,
well,
but I don't
pretty
remember.
Much all night,
yeah,
right? It did. It was raining when you came to work and all that?
Yeah, it was raining. It was raining when I came in, or it had been. I think it had stopped, but right as we started our show this morning over there on KNSS, and that's at about 6 a.m., right as that started is when we got kind of a second round coming through, and it's rained pretty steadily since. So
Yeah, so it's pretty much doing the same thing down in Nolan. So for those hoping to hear Mike Kennedy right now, you're going to have to be patient. Might be a long day down there. So we will we'll cruise on here on Sports Daily, get to Twitter. We've got Washington football team nicknames to kick around. Apparently the WFT is polling fans on a new name, and there are no shortage of interesting choices. And I guess that's what happens when you leave it up to fans.
Win totals are out for the first time on the big board out of Vegas for football.
Go on.
Chiefs lead everybody with 12.
So that would be 12-5 instead of 12-4.
Because we're talking 17 games. Tampa Bay, 11.5. So I don't think that's too surprising right there.
No. If the Washington football team doesn't end up being the Washington football team, they have at least 35 other names to pick from. According to local reporters and season ticket holders, the team is sending out surveys and asking fans to weigh in on potential names. And it's a wide net, put it that way. The team's president recently said he doesn't think anything is off the table. And I'm going to assume except for Redskins, because that's why we're where we are anyway. How did you ever get comfortable with Washington football team? Or did you?
I did.
I kind of did too. Yeah.
I liked them. I really did. And kind of started pulling for them. To be really, and I think Alex Smith had a lot to do with that.
Yeah,
probably, but that was a pretty good story, and worthy of consideration. So, I mean, they made the playoffs. So
they were kind of sort of stingy in playing the Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. I felt like
a little bit.
I mean, they gave them a game.
Sure.
Considering they were all defense, and Taylor Heineke started at quarterback that day.
Mm-hmm. They, by the way, are at 8.
Huh.
8 wins, along with Arizona and Las Vegas.
8-9, huh?
8-9.
I feel like that may be a little lofty for Washington, but they do have a really good defense. Stop me when I get to a name you like, all right?
Okay.
For the Washington football team. And this is in no particular order. Aces, Archers, Beacons, Belters, Red Tails, Razorbacks.
I don't mind that one.
Okay. Razorbacks.
I don't mind Red Tails. Okay.
Defenders. Football team. Still.
Kind of like that.
Okay. So we'll keep that one. Griffins.
I mean, don't you think that's a certain simplicity about that that's actually kind of cool? All right,
yeah, but don't they need, well, we can stop here. Don't they need a mascot? I guess you don't have to have one, but if you're a football team, you don't really have something to put on the season ticket package.
I mean, the Chiefs' mascot is a fox.
It's a wolf.
I mean, go figure.
It's a wolf.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a wolf. I mean, give me a furry football and call it good.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's fair. A little risky, but Warriors. I'm not sure that would make the if Redskins didn't make the cut, Anyway, moving on. Armada. That's okay.
That's interesting.
You'd have a big...
That's kind of a soccer name. That's what you'd expect a soccer team in Washington to be called.
Armada.
Kind of. I like Washington Armada.
All right.
That's not bad. Okay.
Breaking news. Guess where it's coming from.
Not New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans. KFH breaking news powered by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Everybody listen up. Okay, this is from Shocker Voice, Mike Kennedy. Looks like they might start between 10 and 10:30.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, so this is a mad dash to try to get 9 innings in today at some point, apparently. So we'll try to get some more clarity for you in the next, I don't know, 10 minutes? So no more Washington football talk. There's the end of that. The Twitter question, unsponsored as it may be, at KFH Radio, what's the coolest city in the American Athletic Conference?
Ooh. Hmm.
I selected my four. Orlando, Memphis, New Orleans, Dallas. Did I leave out Tampa inadvertently? You ever been to, I think I've asked
you
this.
I don't. Yeah, yeah,
Tampa's nothing special?
Tampa's overrated.
Oh, okay.
Tampa is nothing special.
Okay. No. So did I get them right? Orlando, Memphis, New Orleans, Dallas. Are those the four best ones besides Wichita?
Yeah, I'm not a huge Memphis fan, but that's not to say that it's not a very interesting city. Yeah, why not? Those are pretty good.
I thought so. And funnily enough, that's not a word, but New Orleans getting 48% of the vote. The rain-soaked New Orleans followed by Memphis, then Orlando, then Dallas. All right, we're going to break away. We will try to get the very latest from Mike Kennedy. Might get some baseball in after all. We're on roller skates here, but we're having fun on a Friday. It's 9:49.